Hello there, I'm Barry Robinson for 105.3 Seaside FM. I'm talking to Kate Broad, who is the Community Relations Officer for the National Grid. I'm at Patrington in the Village Hall, and there is a display on here. Tell me all about the display.
Well, it's a National Grid archaeology display, and it's connected with the new gas pipeline running between Easington, the coastal terminal, and also Paul, the above ground installation. And before we do a construct a gas pipeline, we have to do archaeology and really find out what is near to the pipeline. So today is all about the finds. There's an archaeology team. They've done a great job, and it's really sharing what they found along the pipeline route.
So they just went along and started digging, and they found all these bits and pieces.
It's a little more complicated than that, and my colleague will explain all about that. But essentially, it's a whole load of planning, preparation, and actually carefully locating these finds.
Okay, now talking about the pipeline, what does the pipeline do? It brings gas from where?
It basically brings gas into the coastal terminal at Easington, and it actually takes it along the new pipeline now to Poole. Ultimately, that gas does supply your homes and businesses and schools. Not this particular pipeline, because if you imagine, this is the motorway network of the gas transmission system. This is the very large pipeline.
Yeah, so where does the gas come from? Is it the North Sea, or is it from a different country?
That will actually come in from Europe.
Yeah, from Europe. Okay, well, thank you very much indeed. It's nice to see you, and I hope it's a big success. I'm Barry Robinson, talking to Kate Broad from the National Grid for 105.3 Seaside FM.